We get to find out about Scribblers Festival. Scribblers Festival is an annual festival of literature and arts for young people, and it is brought to life by Form. Form is a cultural non-profit in WA who partner with multitudes of organisations to bring art to the state. Scribblers Festival has so many events for young people. We're going to find out more about them from our guests. We have Laura Motherway, who is the Strategic Creative Learning Manager, and Gavin Ongtan, who is a best-selling cartoonist. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have so many things that I want to find out about, but I want to start with how does it feel to be described as a best-selling cartoonist?
It sounds pretty good. As a kid who always dreamt of being a professional scribbler, I would take that title, definitely. And, yeah, to be part of Scribblers Festival, it's a dream come true moment, I think.
Your comic or your cartoon is the webcomic Zen Pencils. You take inspirational quotes and you turn them into comic stories.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it very wholesome? Like, do you stay wholesome or do you get a bit snarky sometimes? Because sometimes I see those inspirational quotes
that was my feeling as well. They're a bit too cheesy, but no, I think I managed to kind of find the right balance between inspirational but also not too cheesy.
Just kind of very wholesome.
It's got a wholesome message, but it's told in like a fun, modern way, I guess you can say.
Definitely one for people to check out. You've also got the graphic novel series Super Sidekicks and a picture book, Bar Bar Black Belt.
Yep, yeah. So Bar Bar Black Belt is my new picture book. It just came out a couple of months ago. And yeah, it's kind of very fun, slapstick humour story about a sheep who thinks he's a master of the martial arts, but as we find out, he's not quite as good as he thinks he is.
I mean, I know you said that you tried to avoid cheesiness, but you do, like, this sheep has a kick which is less meaty than his chop.
I didn't come up with that line.
You're like, no, it wasn't me. Bali's on that.
That's the marketing team there. It's Scholastic.
So you're bringing your cartoon skills and your storytelling skills to Scribblers. Laura, you're bringing your curatorial skills as you mother this year's festival into the world. I'm quite sure that's not the only time you've heard that joke. How did you go about selecting the people who would be part of this festival?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So we are spoiled for choice in Australia and even from overseas for some of the most incredible literary talents in the children's literature world. And we really love listening to kids and listening to what is it that they're into? How do we take the passions of young children and actually curate a program for scribblers that's going to inspire the next generation of storytellers. And what we know for a fact is that young people are really loving the graphic novels at the moment. So Gavin was just the perfect choice for Scribblers. So Scribblers being a celebration of storytelling in all its forms, we really wanted to showcase a diverse range of storytellers and illustrators and graphic novelists, picture books, junior fiction writers. So we've got creators from all over Australia and beyond coming to be part of this exciting festival. And yeah, there's definitely going to be something for everybody.
When you say something for everybody, I have a deep love of children's literature, and I don't mean just of like forcing it on my nephews and nieces, but of reading it myself. I think that there's like no better way to spend a rainy Sunday than sitting down with like some what I think you would call junior fiction.
Yep.
I have no shame about this. I will quite happily read Anne of Green Gables again. That's fine, right? What do you think it is that keeps adult readers coming back to children's books or books that are, you know, intended for children?
I think, you know, children's books are universally about the experience of being a human because, you know, you can't lie to children. Children can see through that. And so you really, in order to create a children's book that speaks to the reader, you're really going to have to create something that connects on a human level. And I think that is what is so beautiful about junior fiction and even the young adult readers that really connects with them. So we've got some incredible YA authors coming as well to the festival. We've got AJ Betts as part of the school program, and also Gary Lonsborough is coming from the East Coast, and he's got two incredible stories out at the moment. So we've got, you know, stories that will connect with the young adult audience, but also the junior fiction audience. We've got, as part of our schools program, we've got New York Times bestselling American author Lev Grossman. And he, you probably know him from being a fantasy author for adults. So he writes the Magicians trilogy, which has been really popular for adults, but he's actually bringing his junior fiction new works to our schools program on the week before Scribblers. And then at the actual Scribblers Festival, we're going to have a whole bunch of incredible authors, illustrators and artists as well. So there's going to be so much happening. I'm really excited about the program.
Where can people find the program?
Sure. So probably the easiest place would be to go to scribblersfestival.com.au. There's a program you can download there. So the whole Cathedral Square precinct in the city of Perth is going to be activated with programming. So over Saturday and Sunday from 11 till 4, there will be programming on the main stage. We've also got programming happening in the City of Perth Library. We've also got programming at Camille Gallery, the WA Art Collective and the State Buildings as well. So that whole precinct is really going to come alive with storytellers. And we're really just excited to get a whole bunch of people down there to listen to stories, to share their stories. We're going to have a podcasting studio as well in our conversation caravan. So if young people would like to come and have a go at podcasting, they're certainly welcome to as well.
If you've just tuned in, you're wondering about where and programming and storytelling is about, it is the Scribblers Festival, which is a literature and arts festival for young people. There are going to be activities, including a feather hunt, a golden feather hunt. There's also a golden pen writing competition. Tell me a little bit about how people can get involved in this competition if there's still time.
So this year's Golden Pen competition has actually concluded. So it's been running over the past few months, and we've got children and young people from all over Western Australia entering the Golden Pen competition, and the judges have had an incredibly hard time choosing the winners. But the winners are going to be announced at the Scribblers Festival on Saturday, the 28th of October. So they're finally going to work out who the winner is. But the Golden Feather Hunt is still on. So we've got nearly 200 libraries across Western Australia who have had special feathers hidden in the books in those libraries. There's still, I can say, a few golden feathers out there. So if kids want to get to their local libraries, start flicking through some books, reading as many books as they can, they might be lucky enough to find the golden feather. There's still a whole heap of silver feathers and spot prizes available as well. So, yeah, it's... Get
so
your library.
Exciting. Yeah. Libraries are always exciting, but this just makes it even more exciting. Gavin, when we look at this programming and look at the ways that people are sharing their talents at the festival, what are you going to be bringing along? Are you going to be delivering workshops for young people? Or are you going to be reading about Baba Black Sheep?
So I'll be there on the Saturday and Sunday. And on the Saturday, I'm doing just a half an hour panel about the new book, about my process, how I got the idea, the inspiration behind it. In the afternoon, I'll be part of an awesome illustrator battle with Carly Howarth and Brenton McKenna, who are two local illustrators. So that's just a heap of fun where people call out prompts in the crowd and we have got like a very limited amount of time to draw something, and the crazier the prompt, the better, basically.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. People, start thinking about your prompt right now. Gavin, Laura, I feel like I could just keep talking to you about this, but it has ticked over to 11 o'clock. I am so glad that you came in to tell us all about Scribblers Festival this year. Make sure that you head to the website, check out the programming. Definitely start thinking about a prompt for Gavin.
Yes, please.
Gavin, I am backing you.
Oh, thank you, Beck. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And head along and get some literature and arts into your life. You know, I feel like if you're a young person, if you're a not so young person, definitely something for you in this festival.